Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. His Loving Legacy. John 13 selected verses will be our focus today. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." If you knew that your time on earth was nearly over, what would you do? Who would you see and what would you say to them? You would likely spend much of your remaining time with friends and family, talking about good experiences of the past and telling them that you love them. If you have children, you would likely fill your last days making happy memories and inserting words of wisdom that you hope that they will remember later. Jesus did know his last days on earth were ending. Because Jesus is God, he knew that he was about to finish the mission that he was sent to earth for, suffering and dying on the cross for us. He spent his last few days with the disciples, his dear friends, and his last words to them are meant for us as well. He commanded them and us to love one another. We might say that this was his parting legacy. He wanted us to remember to love, forgive, and teach others to do the same. Jesus was born and raised in the same world that we live in, and he experienced the same hurt and temptations that we do. He knows that sin makes it hard to love each other. He knows that we have to daily fight against jealousy, envy, pride, and lack of empathy. Yet he still gives us this command to love each other. In fact, he says that this love we share is how others will know that we are his followers. By showing love to each other, we are a light to the world, reflecting the love of Jesus. Jesus does not tell us to do something without giving us the tools to achieve it. He knows that we need to daily fight off our own selfishness to show love. And he gives us his word, the Bible, as a sword in this fight. When we daily read the Bible, we learn more about God's love for us and are strengthened to live as his child. So as we remember the life of Jesus during this Easter season, let us remember that he lived a life of love perfectly for us. Let us stay close to him by going to church with believers and studying his word. Let us love one another, remembering that he first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming down to earth, living and dying for us. Keep us close to you and daily in your word, that we may share the love that you poured out on us with others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.